Welcome once again to Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm Greg Tucker. Once again, Catherine Collinson, who leads the Transamerica Institute and the Center for Retirement Studies, is here with us. And we're going to talk about baby boomers. We've often referred to those 10,000 baby boomers who are turning 65 each and every day. We've referred to how they're planning for retirement or not planning for retirement as well as they should have, and how they envision working even after entering some sort of phase of retirement. But today we're going to talk about those nest eggs that perhaps are ready to hatch and some tips on how to make their savings last the rest of their lives, which is the whole point. Catherine, what are some of the things that folks need to be taking into consideration as they prepare to hatch those nest eggs?
Hatching your nest egg is very, very serious business. In fact, it's downright surgical. One of the most important things people can do is start by having a well-developed financial plan and one that's in writing. We find that most people do not have such a plan.
Well, it's all about putting pen to paper or getting to a computer and figuring it out. And as we've noted before, there's a plethora of resources out there to help you calculate where you are in relation to what you may need. It's about getting very real about the situation.
It is. And I'm so glad you said that, because so many tools and calculators are all about saving and investing the big nest egg. Relatively few are specifically focused on what do you do with that nest egg when you're getting ready to retire so that you can help ensure that your savings last a lifetime. So be on the lookout for specific retirement income calculators that can help you assess and gauge where you're at. The types of information that you need to have in order to accomplish this are a full inventory of your assets and sources of retirement income, which will likely range from Social Security, retirement accounts such as 401ks and IRAs, maybe an employer pension plan, as well as other savings and investments. And then for many workers, people are also identifying working is a source of retirement income. But the key is you capture it and that you be realistic about it.
Another important consideration, of course, the expense side. It's one thing to count your resources, your financial resources, but expenses only increase as you get older. So healthcare costs, the potential of long-term care expenses, that can all wreak havoc on the best laid plans.
That is correct. As you're looking at your retirement income strategy, it's important to plan for the good times, which include everyday expenses and leisure activities and the things that you've dreamed of doing. But you also have to account for the rainy day factors, which could include healthcare costs and long-term care expenses. It's vitally important to be realistic about it.
It can be a very daunting thing. Try to factor in all these variables, what you know and also what you don't know. What's really the most practical advice we can give people as they have to figure all this out?
Yes, it is a lot of work, but once you've laid the groundwork, it gets a whole lot easier. And taking this extra time can make or break your 20, 30, or even 40 years in retirement.
I know, Catherine, you've got a ton of resources on the Transamerica Institute website at transamericainstitute.org. Click on the Retirement Center. That's all we have time for on this edition of Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. Until next time, I'm Greg Tucker.